You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Welcome back to the Music Interval Theory Podcast. I'm your host, Frank, and today we're diving into a topic that strikes at the very core of what we do as composers. Can real musicians ever truly be replaced by samples? Let's start with a scenario. You've spent hours tweaking your track with the finest sample libraries available. It sounds polished, it sounds professional, but something feels missing. Ever been there? I recently came across an episode of Dave Kropf's 52 Cues podcast, where he spoke with a young composer from the Netherlands, Jelle Dietmar. They touched on this exact issue, and it really got me thinking about the role of samples in our work as composers. Samples are incredible. Don't get me wrong. They're meticulously recorded, often by world-class musicians, and are designed to sound amazing straight out of the box. But here's the thing. Those samples were created for a library, not for your project. They were recorded to be as broadly useful as possible, not to capture the specific emotional nuances you're trying to convey. Now, let's zoom in on that for a second. Think about the last time you wrote something deeply personal, whether it was a tender piano piece, a soaring orchestral arrangement, or even an intense action cue. Did you ever feel like the samples got close but not quite there? That's because they're tools, not interpreters. They're not designed to resonate with the exact emotional core of your music. And this is where live musicians come in. When you compose for live players, you're doing more than just writing notes on a page. You're crafting what I like to call emotional letters. These letters are filled with subtleties. Some are love letters, full of passion and vulnerability. Others might be fiery and intense, almost like a call to arms. Whatever the message, these letters invite musicians to read between the lines and bring their own humanity into the performance. Here's a metaphor. Imagine you're writing a screenplay. You can describe a character's emotions in the script, but it's the actor who breathes life into those words, who adds the little quirks and nuances that make the character real. That's exactly what musicians do with your music. They take the technical blueprint you've created and transform it into something alive, something uniquely human. This brings me to interval theory. At its heart, interval theory is about creating structures that inspire and open up creative possibilities. But here's what's fascinating. Intervals don't just exist in theory. They're profoundly emotional when interpreted by live musicians. A perfect fifth isn't just a ratio of frequencies. It's a connection. It can feel heroic, open, or even bittersweet, depending on how it's played, and that interpretation is where live musicians shine. Now, I'm not saying you should throw out your sample libraries. Samples are indispensable. They let us sketch out ideas quickly, experiment with textures, and even mock up full orchestrations. But when it comes to capturing the full emotional depth of your music, nothing compares to a live performer who can read those emotional letters and dive into the emotion that is only found in between the lines. If you haven't already, check out Dave Kropf's 52 Cues podcast. It's packed with insights like this one and challenges us to think differently about our craft. The episode with Jelle Dietmar is especially worth your time. As we wrap up, let me leave you with a thought. Every piece of music you write is a conversation. It's a dialogue between you and your audience, and often between you and the musicians bringing it to life. So the next time you sit down to compose, ask yourself, what kind of emotional letter am I writing, And more importantly, who do I want to read it? If you're curious about how interval theory can elevate your compositions and make them more intuitive for both you and the performers, I'd love for you to check out what we're doing at the Music Interval Theory Academy. It's all about bridging the gap between creativity and technical mastery. I will put down more information in the show notes. Well, that's all for now. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I hope that you'll come back for future episodes. Maybe we'll even meet in person at one of those intro events that regularly take place for everybody who's interested in learning more about the intervals. Until next time, keep experimenting, keep exploring, and remember, it's the human touch in music that makes all the difference. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.